Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. Americans abroad. Chris Richards and Crystal Palace kick off another trophy quest, USMNT stars kickstart championship season. The European soccer season is ramping up. It's not full throttle, but rather something of a slow crescendo. Many of the bigger leagues will get started in the coming weeks, and this weekend will be a tasty appetizer. Soccer in the Netherlands and the UK are what's on the menu, proving plenty of different options when it comes to US internationals. Included in the weekend's festivities are multiple trophy winners, and a trophy opportunity itself as Chris Richards and Crystal Palace look to upset Liverpool in the Community Shield. The championship also kicks off in England while the US men's national team's Celtic duo face a test in Scotland. In the Netherlands, PSV have already claimed a trophy, but their pursuit of another begins this weekend. The team looks different without two American stars, but the two they have left will be eager to show that they're back to their best after long layoffs. BALLGM looks ahead at some of the biggest storylines to follow among Americans abroad this weekend. The European soccer season is ramping up. It's not full throttle, but rather something of a slow crescendo. Many of the bigger leagues will get started in the coming weeks, and this weekend will be a tasty appetizer. Soccer in the Netherlands and the UK are what's on the menu, proving plenty of different options when it comes to US internationals. Included in the weekend's festivities are multiple trophy winners, and a trophy opportunity itself as Chris Richards and Crystal Palace look to upset Liverpool in the Community Shield. The championship also kicks off in England while the US men's national team's Celtic duo face a test in Scotland. In the Netherlands, PSV have already claimed a trophy, but their pursuit of another begins this weekend. The team looks different without two American stars, but the two they have left will be eager to show that they're back to their best after long layoffs. BALLGM looks ahead at some of the biggest storylines to follow among Americans abroad this weekend. All eyes are on the English Championship this weekend, and not just because it's one of the only leagues on the schedule. There's a strong USMNT contingent in England's top flight, many of whom will start this season with a point to prove. Josh Sargent is among them. After being left out of the USMNT this summer, Sargent returns knowing that he'll need a hot start with Norwich to get back into USMNT contention. This all comes amid transfer rumors, though, as Sargent has already reportedly turned down Wolfsburg. For now, the focus will be on the weekend as Norwich face Millwall at home. Another USMNT striker, Damian Downes, could be in line for his debut in one of the weekend's marquee matchups. After falling from the Premier League into the second division, Southampton signed Downes to beef up their attacking options. He could make his debut against Wrexham, as a Premier League regular faces the lower league's most famous side to start the season. Haji Wright, meanwhile, is nearing a return for Coventry as they face Hull City. USMNT hopeful Caleb Wiley is back on loan with Watford, and he'll start this stint against another American with national team ambitions, Charlie Kelman. Aidan Morris and Middlesbrough have a big game, too, as they face Swansea. Mix in the injured Daryl Dyke and former Charlotte FC star Patrick Agumang and it becomes clear why the championship is a league to watch for American fans, and it starts this weekend. PSV already started this season with a bang. Led by a late Serginho Dest goal, they took down go-ahead Eagles in the Johan Cruyff Shield, beginning the 2025-26 season as they ended the 2024-25 campaign, with a trophy. Now, though, their defense starts as Dest, Ricardo Pepi and PSV begin the season at home against Sparta Rotterdam. It's a different PSV than the one we saw win the Eredivisie earlier this year. Both Dest and Pepi are back, having missed much of last season with injuries. Malik Tillman and Richie Ledesma, meanwhile, are gone, off to Bayer Leverkusen and Chivas, respectively. Half of the American contingent has left, but PSV is still a very consequential team for the USMNT, one that features two potential World Cup starters. Dest is seemingly already back to his best with a big goal. Pepi, meanwhile, is being eased in amid his own injury recovery. He's been handed the number 9 shirt, though, and we know what that means. PSV are all in. The expectations remain the same for a club that demands excellence. Both Pepe and Dest look like they will soon be ready to provide it after long injury absences. Chris Richards and Crystal Palace are still riding high after winning the FA Cup in May, and they won't be moving past that celebration quite yet. At least not until after this weekend. By winning the FA Cup, Palace booked themselves a date with the Premier League champions, Liverpool, in the annual Community Shield. The game will bring Richards and Palace back to Wembley and back onto the big stage as they begin this season with another clash against a Premier League heavyweight, having taken down Manchester City in the FA Cup finale to get here. Once again, Richards and Palace will be massive underdogs. Liverpool just spent the summer signing some of the best talent on offer, and the Reds, too, will be eager to flex in their first competitive game of the season. This will be no friendly. How, then, can Palace upset Liverpool? They were among the best at it last season, losing 1-0 at home while earning a 1-1 draw with the Reds in May amid their trophy celebrations. This, however, is a different Liverpool team, one now led by new signings Florian Wirtz and Hugo Ekitike in the attack. Richards and Palace are going to be put to the test and, if they can find a way to pass it, they could double the club's trophy count. Sticking with the trophy theme, we turn to Celtic, who are no strangers to lifting their own silverware. They, as expected, began the season with a win. What wasn't expected was how hard it was. Last week, Cameron Carter-Vickers started and Austin Trusty came off the bench in a 1-0 win over St Mirren. In that win, Celtic needed just about every second, with the winning goal not coming until Luke McCowan found it in the 87th minute. Celtic, as usual, dominated, maintaining 77% of the possession, but, by and large, they weren't able to capitalize. Up next is a meeting with Aberdeen, one which sees them leave the friendly confines of Celtic Park for the first time this season. Both will be feeling some pressure after Celtic recently sealed the loan signing of Jamai Simpson-Pusey, who, alongside Liam Scales, will be pushing for a starting gig. It's no surprise that Celtic are being ambitious and lighting a fire under their players, because that's what clubs of that size do. The interesting thing now is how Carter-Vickers and Trusty handle it. Over the next few weeks, we'll see where both stand and, with the World Cup on the horizon, both will know they need starting minutes if they're to crack the roster next summer.